Article title, a front-end framework rant, content. I'm currently in the process of changing the chat function on this page from a basically IRC-based system to a decentralized matrix setup. The quest for the right server software is worth a dedicated article, but this article's is about the search for a matching front-end. Subheader, a quick background. Matrix is a decentralized chat system with optional end-to-end encryption. Decentralized means that with an account from Contination.net, you can chat with others with a matrix.org account or whatever service the others use. You have support for channels ASO. The end-to-end encryption is what makes it hard to build a front-end for, I think. So I wanted to use something already existing. Subheader. The options. These web clients are listed on the matrix.org website, so I gave them a try. Start of list. List item. Neo, a lightweight web client. Link to https://neo.pixie.town. Link text https://neo.pixie.town. Link end. List item. Chat, a simple matrix web app for mobile and desktop. Link to https://chat.adb.sh. Link text https://chat.adb.sh. Link end. List item. Element web/desktop. Element is a glossy web client with an emphasis on performance and usability. Link to https://element.io/. Link text https://element.io/. Link end. End of list. Subheader. Install and first look. All are checked out from the Git with the newest version. Usually you need to download the dependencies via npm install and then run some build command. Subheader. Juneo. Great start with those messages during npm install. npm warn deprecated ini at 1.3.5. Please update to ini greater or equal 1.3.6 to avoid a prototype pollution issue. NPM warn deprecated validatum at 0.2.0. This package is no longer updated. Use at validatum/core instead. And see https://validatum.crito.net/ for documentation. NPM warn deprecated har validator at 5.1.3. This library is no longer supported. NPM warn deprecated urex at 0.1.0. Please see https://github.com/little/urex/deprecated. NPM warn deprecated flat at 4.1.0. Fixed a prototype pollution security issue in 4.1.0. Please upgrade to 4.1.1 or 5.0.1. NPM warn deprecated resolve URL at 0.2.1. https://github.com/little/resolve-url/deprecated. NPM warn deprecated left pad at 1.1.3. Use string.prototype.pad start. NPM warn deprecated gulputil at 3.0.8. Gulputil is deprecated, replace it. Following the guidelines at https://medium.com/gulp/gulputil-3b1f9f9ac5. NPM warn deprecated debug at 3.2.6. Debug versions greater or equal 3.2.0, 3.2.7, greater or equal 4, 4.3.1 have a low severity redos regression when used in a node.js environment. It is recommended you upgrade to 3.2.7 or 4.3.1. https://github.com/visionmedia/debug/issues/797. NPM warn deprecated debug at 3.2.6. Debug versions greater or equal 3.2.0, 3.2.7, greater or equal 4, 4.3.1 have a low severity redos regression when used in a node.js environment. It is recommended you upgrade to 3.2.7 or 4.3.1. https://github.com/visionmedia/debug/issues/797. NPM warn deprecated debug at 4.1.1. Debug versions greater or equal 3.2.0, 3.2.7, greater or equal 4, 4.3.1 have a low severity redos regression when used in a node.js environment. It is recommended you upgrade to 3.2.7 or 4.3.1. https://github.com/visionmedia/debug/issues/797. NPM warn deprecated minimatch at 0.3.0. please update to Minimatch 3.0.2 or higher to avoid a regexpdus issue. NPM warn deprecated Chocadar at 2.1.6. Chocadar 2 will break on node v14+. Upgrade to Chocadar 3 with 15x less dependencies. NPM warn deprecated Gulputil at 2.2.20. Gulputil is deprecated. Replace it. Following the guidelines at https://medium.com/gulps/gulputilca3b1f9f9ac5. NPM warn deprecated mkderp at 0.5.1. Legacy versions of mkderp are no longer supported. Please update to mkderp 1.x. Note that the API surface has changed to use promises in 1.x. NTM warn deprecated request at 2.88.0. Request has been deprecated. https://github.com/request/request/issues/3142. NPM warn deprecated buffer at 4.9.1. This version of buffer is out of date. You must update to v4.9.2 or newer. NPM warn deprecated buffer at 2.1.13. This version of buffer is out of date. You must update to v2.8.3 or newer. NPM warn deprecated CoreJS at 1.2.7. CoreJS at 3.3 is no longer maintained and not recommended for usage due to the number of issues. Because of the V8 engine whims, feature detection in old CoreJS versions could cause a slowdown up to 100x even if nothing is p-olifilled. Please upgrade your dependencies to the actual version of CoreJS. NPM warn deprecated CoreJS at 3.1.4. CoreJS at 3.3 is no longer maintained and not recommended for usage due to the number of issues. Because of the V8 engine whims, feature detection in old CoreJS versions could cause a slowdown up to 100x even if nothing is p-olifilled. Please upgrade your dependencies to the actual version of CoreJS. NPM warn deprecated CoreJS at 2.6.9. CoreJS at 3.3 is no longer maintained and not recommended for usage due to the number of issues. Because of the V8 engine whims, feature detection in old CoreJS versions could cause a slowdown up to 100x even if nothing is p-olifilled. Please upgrade your dependencies to the actual version of CoreJS. Added 1,579 packages and audited 1,580 packages in 3M. 51 vulnerabilities, 28 low, 7 moderate, 11 high, 5 critical. Yikes, 1,579 packages for a tiny lightweight chat app and only 51 vulnerabilities and a few no longer supported version. Okay, let's give it a run anyway. Well, from an optical perspective, it is lightweight or not many visible features. Also, there seems to be lacking features. I get several error on my join channels via desktop app. Error, unsupported event type, m.room.power levels and similar m.somethings. A quick look into the develop console, only a few errors about some loaded fonts and a lot of debug message. Not good, but okay for now. A switch to the network tap. Are you kidding me? 1.73 MB 633 KB transmitted for what? 1.28 MB 379 KB transmitted minified JavaScript. For a minimalistic chat. No thanks, this is done. Next option. Subheader. Do chat. NPM warn deprecated Babel at 6.23.0. In 6.x, the Babel package has been deprecated in favor of Babel CLI. Check https://opencollective.com/babel to support the Babel maintainers. NPM warn deprecated at happy/topo at 3.1.6. This version has been deprecated and is no longer supported or maintained. NPM warn deprecated at happy/born at 1.3.2. This version has been deprecated and is no longer supported or maintained. NPM warn deprecated urex at 0.1.0. Please see https://github.com/little/urex/deprecated. NPM warn deprecated har validator at 5.1.5. This library is no longer supported. NPM warn deprecated eslint loader at 2.2.1. This loader has been deprecated. Please use eslint webpack plugin. NPM warn deprecated resolve URL at 0.2.1. https://github.com/little/resolve-url/deprecated-npm-warn-deprecated-chocadar@1.7.0. Chocadar 2 will break on node v14 plus. Upgrade to Chocadar 3 with 15x less dependencies. NPM warn deprecated Chocadar at 2.1.8. Chocadar 2 will break on node v14 plus. Upgrade to Chocadar 3 with 15x less dependencies. NPM warn deprecated Chocadar at 2.1.8. Chocadar 2 will break on node v14 plus. Upgrade to Chocadar 3 with 15x less dependencies. NPM warn deprecated HTML webpack plugin at 3.2.0.3.x is no longer supported. NPM warn deprecated babel/slint at 10.1.0. babel/slint is now at babel/slint/parser. This package will no longer receive updates. NPM warn deprecated at happy/address at 2.1.4. Moved to npm install at sideways/address. Npm warn deprecated request at 2.88.2. Request has been deprecated. https://github.com/request/request/issue/3142. Npm warn deprecated at happy/hook at 8.5.1. This version has been deprecated and is no longer supported or maintained. Npm warn deprecated at happy/joy at 15.1.1. Switch to npm install joy. Npm warn deprecated core.js at 2.6.12. core.js at 3.3 is no longer maintained and not recommended for usage due to the number of issues. Because of the V8 engine whims, feature detection in old core.js versions could cause a slowdown up to 100x even if nothing is fault-filled. Please upgrade your dependencies to the actual version of core.js. NPM warn deprecated core.js at 2.6.12. core.js at 3.3 is no longer maintained and not recommended for usage due to the number of issues. Because of the V8 engine whims, feature detection in old core.js versions could cause a slowdown up to 100x even if nothing is fault-filled. Please upgrade your dependencies to the actual version of core.js. NPM warn deprecated core.js at 2.6.12. core.js at 3.3 is no longer maintained and not recommended for usage due to the number of issues. Because of the V8 engine whims, feature detection in old core.js versions could cause a slowdown up to 100x even if nothing is fault-filled. Please upgrade your dependencies to the actual version of core.js. Added 1,830 packages and audited 1,831 packages and tens. 50 vulnerabilities, 5 low, 45 moderate. Wait a sec, did I really changed into the right directory? Jup, similar mess, but only 50 vulnerabilities, so a step in the right direction **, but 1,830 packages. Again, a simple web client. Okay, building, loading it up, dark screen, no content. Let's have a look into the console. Content security policy. The page settings blocked the loading of a resource at eval script src. Wait, they aren't using eval in their script, right? That is not okay. Okay, changing the security policy to enable eval, just for testing. It already has disqualified anyway. Now it loads, but still throws errors. Content security policy. The page settings blocked the loading of a resource at inline script src. UI is broken in some ways. Odd characters, a lot of unsupported event messages in chat, and very minimalistic in view. Some optical error could be wrong encoding on my server or something. Don't care right now. But this time it is hopefully smaller in size, right? Yep, smaller, only 1.06 MB 353 KB transmitted. Mostly JS. This is totally insane. Lack of features, insecure eval and inline scripts, no thanks. Next one. Subheader. Do element web. This is the web client from the creators of the Matrix creators. This time dependencies are downloaded via Yarn. And this time no nasty surprises about deprecation or vulnerabilities. Either Yarn does not show them or there are none. No idea. Just for fun, removed the node modules directory and ran npm install. Npm warn deprecated urex at 0.1.0. Please see https://github.com/little/urex/deprecated. NPM warned deprecated HAR validator at 5.1.5. This library is no longer supported. NPM warned deprecated request promise native at 1.0.9. Request promise native has been deprecated because it extends the now deprecated request package. https://github.com/request/request/issues/3142. NPM warned deprecated resolve URL at 0.2.1. https://github.com/little/resolve-url/deprecated. NPM warned deprecated gfm.css at 1.1.2. Package no longer supported. Please use GitHub Markdown CSS instead. NPM warned deprecated chockadar at 1.7.0. Chockadar 2 will break on node v14+. Upgrade to chockadar 3 with 15x less dependencies. NPM warned deprecated chockadar at 2.1.8. Chockadar 2 will break on node v14+. Upgrade to chockadar 3 with 15x less dependencies. NPM warned deprecated babel-slint at 10.1.0. Babel-slint is now at babel/slint-parser. This package will no longer receive updates. NPM warned deprecated chockadar at 2.1.8. Chockadar 2 will break on node v14+. Upgrade to chockadar 3 with 15x less dependencies. NPM warned deprecated request at 2.88.2. Request has been deprecated. https://github.com/request/request/issues/3142. NPM warned deprecated node pregip at 0.15.0. Please upgrade to @mapbox/node-pregip. The non-scoped node pregip package is deprecated and only the @mapbox-scoped package will receive updates in the future. NPM warned deprecated CoreJS at 1.2.7. CoreJS at 3.3 is no longer maintained and not recommended for usage due to the number of issues. Because of the V8 engine whims, feature detection in old CoreJS versions could cause a slowdown up to 100x even if nothing is polyfill. Ed, please, upgrade your dependencies to the actual version of CoreJS. NPM warned deprecated CoreJS at 1.2.7. CoreJS at 3.3 is no longer maintained and not recommended for usage due to the number of issues. Because of the V8 engine whims, feature detection in old CoreJS versions could cause a slowdown up to 100x even if nothing is polyfill. Ed, please, upgrade your dependencies to the actual version of CoreJS. NPM warned deprecated CoreJS at 2.6.12. CoreJS at 3.3 is no longer maintained and not recommended for usage due to the number of issues. Because of the V8 engine whims, feature detection in old CoreJS versions could cause a slowdown up to 100x even if nothing is polyfill. Lead, please, upgrade your dependencies to the actual version of CoreJS. Added 2,371 packages, and audited 2,372 packages in 2M. 100 vulnerabilities, 9 low, 91 moderate. Why? Really? Why? Okay, from the screenshot, there seemed to be bigger functionality, so let's build it, configure it, and open in browser first. Look, nice optics, looks fine, but a huge amount of features I don't want. First look in the config, not many options to turn stuff off. Look into the console, lots of errors, debugs and warning, but the functionality seems fine. Look into the network tab, almost fell from my chair. 11.36 MB 4.74 MB transferred. No more words. If I find a way to disable a lot of functionality, the stuff will still be loaded. It is one big file, not an option. Subheader, my opinion rant. Can someone start to teach efficient programming again? Are the modern hip front-end developers really so untrained that they need to include a dependency to a bloated library for 3 lines of code? A library that becomes unmaintained after 2 or 3 days because the developer s moved on to the next hip thing? Can anyone teach them to build UI without a bloated framework? The browser already comes with a fancy one included called HTML/CSS. No need for them. Just learn to program. And there is already this framework called vanilla.js. it is so cool that is already preloaded into the browser. No need to add it to your JS file. I tried to in the companies I worked in leadership positions, but even then it was a hard fight and I gave up. The developers were not able to get the job done without React, Vue, Angular or whatever. The newest hype is called, and guess what happened every 6 months or so? There was a new version of the former best thing in the world, which broke the front end and you had rewrite 60% plus of your stuff or move onto the newest best thing in the world. So much better than the one we used before. Yes, I'm old, but I grew up in a time where 3D games with cool graphics at the time came on single floppy disks. But programmers back then were forced to optimize for size and speed. Nowadays 11 MB for a web UI about 13 floppy disks in Amiga/Atari times is normal. And I was annoyed about the multi-disc games with 2 or 3 floppy disks BTW. The current not very feature-rich chat UI used on Content Nation has a whopping 360 KB, 188 KB. This already includes the other stuff with the Content Nation functionality. The chat script itself is only 11 KB for 2 KB, so don't tell me 1 MB is impossible. Subheader, final thoughts. Seems like I have to dig into the Matrix protocol, maybe the SDK to see if it is possible to write my own. This time really lightweight, minimal chat UI. I tried to avoid it, but the art of programming is lost to the hip front-end Stack Overflow copy/paste and NPM install trival dependency people. I kind of refuse to call them real developers. I have nothing against Stack Overflow, don't get me wrong.